Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, May the 1st of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. And I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we'll continue with part 11, actually, of the 25-part series. I got a short show today. I got an appointment I got to get to, so I'm going to be about 12:25, 12:30, and I'm at the... I cut it short today. We'll continue tomorrow with part two of this show, because this is a very important message. I mean, they all are important, but we're looking at the science behind basically the things that either make us successful or not successful. So today is a very simple show, very short show today, because, again, I do got an appointment I need to get to. But I want to lay the foundation for tomorrow's show and for the rest of the Hidden Science series. We know that the hidden science is another word for claironomics. Claironomics is the household management of the soul. So the household management of the soul. So who's supposed to manage that soul? One of the biggest problems that I've had in my life is that I've always looked for people outside of me to provide, to protect, to nurture, to nourish, to care for, to do all of those innate things. As a child, I did not have those things. To the degree that some people had, now that I'm an adult and I'm able to look back. During that time period, obviously I had no idea, because I didn't know what to expect when you're a kid. You're just growing up. Then I was introduced and I was raised in this ideal of called Christianity. Like most people, we all come from a particular religious perspective. I'm talking about Christianity because I was raised in it. You could apply it to any religion. You could apply what I'm getting ready to share to Islam. You could apply it to Buddha. You can apply it to Hinduism. You can apply it to Sufism, Perennialism. Regardless of the religion, there is a dark side to religion. There is a dark side to Christianity. There is a dark side to salvation. So today I'm laying the foundation that's not a theory. This is a theorem. This is why you have what is called learned helplessness. Your helplessness that you have is learned. So today I need you to understand the hidden sciences or the hidden science behind the dark side of this thing, this ideal that you call salvation. Now we've done, and I've talked about this many times before, but today we need to talk about a man versus in man. See, remember, the powers that be want you to always oscillate or choose between option A and option B. I come to present to you today option C. Now, learned helplessness is the belief that we can't change the course of our own lives, that whatever is going to happen is inevitable. It is outside of this, of my ability to address. So helplessness is learned. You, my brothers and sisters, contrary to popular belief, have been given everything that you need to be successful in this life. But something, someone, some mindset, some disposition, some concept is taught to us that undermines us. Now, when we look at the central power and the central theme or the central ideal behind religion, any religion, the word religion itself means, when we look at the word religion means to rely on something outside of the self. So that in itself is a part of the hidden science. Now, as I've been talking about doing this series, this is part 11 of this 25-part series. We are on part 48 hours, wow, of the Clarinomics Temple Building series. So something in my brain makes me rely on something outside of myself. My brain seeks to find people unconsciously. This is unconscious. This is subconscious. It is below the threshold of my conscious reality. It is only after I'm in something that a person tells me something that I did to them that hurt them. And then I see that my choice and my decision was wrong. But how come I didn't have this aha moment before I chose to disrespect someone's kindness? This is the dark side of Christianity. This is the dark side of religion. This is the dark side of salvation, to believe that there is something going to come and save me. So therefore, I can sit back and watch TV all day, eat Captain Crunch cereal. I ain't got to do shit. All I got to do is just wait for somebody to come. So I've been living in my life like a damn leech, looking for a mama to come alongside of me and provide shit I should be providing for myself. Now, I told everybody already, that old watered-down dude that y'all used to know, I buried his ass about 30 days ago. So what I'm saying to you, I'm not apologizing for. My speech, I used to care about what other people taught me or what other people thought of me. I used to live my life with apathyology. As I've told and I've been sharing with everybody that's a part of this group, for the last, I'm not that same dude that y'all used to know. So you will not find me apologizing for me anymore. You will not find me caring for you more than I care for myself anymore. You will not find me kissing nobody's aspiritus so I can get some damn likes on Facebook anymore. You will not find me waiting for somebody to do for me what I can do for myself. You will not find me saying stuff that is not true to get you to do stuff for me that I can do for myself. You will find me, brother. You will find me, sister, standing up, putting my own drawers on, taking my ass out and doing stuff for myself that I should have been doing all my life. This is called self-preservation. See, I was raised in a culture and in an environment that told me it's wrong to take care of yourself. See, I was raised in an environment that said it was selfish and it was egotistical and then it was arrogant to go get a job and work for what you want. See, I was raised in this lily-back, watered-down Christian environment that said Jesus is going to come for you, brother, and take care of you. Now, I don't know what you got, bruh. And I don't care what you got, sister. Whatever you got, that's between you and your God. Now, you should sense my righteous indignation, and it's not directed at you. As I've been saying since I started this series. Now, this is show number 11. And I've been yelling and screaming for 11 hours. Now, you should be asking yourself, like, man, Brother Will, what happened to you, man? I like the old Brother Will. That was a charmer. I could pay my bills late. I could negotiate. You know, you was more interested in, you know, having friends and fellowshipping. Now you like all hardcore and, you know, driven, and you all focused now. What happened to the old dude that was just, you know, willing to just talk for hours on the phone, text back and forth on Facebook, get on social media, just freaking hang out? What happened to that dude? I like that brother Will. He didn't have no damn money, but he was a nice dude. Yeah, I buried that sucker. I buried his ass about 30 days ago. He don't exist no more. You see, I was lied to. I don't know about you. I can't speak for nobody else. But see, I've been on both sides of the fence, brother. I was licensed. I was ordained. I preached Christianity. I taught this stuff that I'm now against. So I need you to understand what has happened in to your brain. Because Christianity is the only religion, along with, now the other ones are bad too, but Christianity says something that it is about a man. It is not about being in man. Now let me make sure I lay the foundation. Like today's short, today's show is short, 30 minutes and I'm out. Let me make sure you understand how you got duped. Well, let me rephrase that. Let me make sure you understand how I got duped. See, this is what happened to me. I was raised, I used to watch my mama as she watched me get my ass beat, and I didn't understand. And then a grown woman would let another woman beat her. I didn't understand. I was a kid. I didn't understand. Then they killed her. Then I went to go live with my dad in Richmond. Then I get to Richmond, and I watched my dad eat good. You know, well, if you want to call pork chops, I thought they were steaks, but they were pork chops. I'm eating bologna sandwiches, you know, but they eating pork chops. So I'm looking at it, and he's like, boy, we really don't want you here, but, you know, you ain't got nowhere else to go, so just be seen and not heard. And I saw that everybody, these were all, everybody, they claimed they were Christians, they went to church. But there was something missing, brothers. There was something missing. And then I became an adult, and then I started doing the same thing to my children. Then I went to church, and I went to it, and I started giving all my money to the Reverend Dr. Bishop. Now, I'm not saying anything wrong with that. I need you to understand what I'm saying. There is a concept that says there is a man. This man is going to do something. I ain't got to do nothing. I didn't know that this man was in me like I know now. Now I know that this man empowers me to do shit for myself that I'm waiting for the Reverend Dr. Bishop and somebody else to do for me. Now I take the bull by the horns for myself. I learned this by watching successful people. It's interesting to me that most of the people that go to church ain't got no money. There's a reason why they ain't got no money, because the people who don't go to church, they at work making money while you at church talking about money. Now I got a plethora, as I've said before, of information. I got $10,000 challenge out there, $10,000 that I will give you if you can prove me wrong, $10,000. I haven't had nobody take me up yet. So this concept of the biblical, of the this biblical man who is called the Christos, that was changed from the word Christos. Now, I got $10,000 for anybody that can prove me wrong. That the name that you got, I got $10,000 that if you can prove me wrong. Now, I got $10,000 that talks about Constantine's Messiah. I got $10,000 if you can prove to me that in 325 AD, Constantine did not change Judaism to Christianity. I got $10,000 if you can prove to me that historical history that everybody on the planet believes is wrong. I got $10,000 if you got something different than what history got. I got another $10,000 if you can prove to me that there's anything inside of the Bible that did not come from Egypt. I got $10,000 on the line if you can prove that to me. I got $10,000 on the line if you can prove to me the whole concept of Christ as a man. The whole concept. I got $10,000 if you can prove to me what Jesus Christ says in John 10, that anybody that does not believe that Jesus Christ came in the flesh is the Antichrist, is not of God, that scripture means internal, as I've proven. I got a 40-page book that talks about Christen, that I can biologically prove that everything that you say outside happened actually happens inside. Now, I'm not telling you to reject the outside meaning. I'm telling you to accept the inside meaning. I'm saying it doesn't have to be an option A or option B. That's the problem. See, the problem is that they want us to argue and to debate. And they want us to get into a pissing contest and say, well, no, brother, Jesus lived and he walked. even though there's no graves and there's no proof of nobody in the Bible, they have now found not one grave of no biblical character, not one, but everybody believes it. So I could care less what you believe, brother. Give me some freaking facts. How does believing in Jesus gonna pay my light bill, bruh? How does believing in Jesus make me a better man? How does it make me a better father? See, it's not until you understand, but it's not about whether Jesus lived outside of the body or whether he lives inside of the body. It's about life. Jesus came that you may have life and life more abundantly. Nobody has an abundant life. So I'm not about debating anymore. I'm not about trying to leech off of people anymore. I'm not about waiting for Jesus to come down and save me anymore. I'm about getting my black ass up and going to work. I'm about getting my freaking paper, man. I'm about getting paid. I'm about living a life. I'm about eating healthy. I'm about when I'm 80 years old, I'm going to be able to walk up a flight of stairs. I'm about making sure that my freaking kidneys work. I'm about making sure that I have a brain that oscillates and vibrates. I'm about treating people with respect. I'm about having some wisdom and some knowledge. I'm about operating in wealth, health, wisdom, and positive relationships. I'm about having a toe-curling relationship. I'm not about having no freaking dead relationship. I'm tired of that, man. I've been there, done that already. I'm about waking up every morning with joy in my heart. I'm about jumping out of the bed, man, and having a reason to live. I'm about love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. I'm not interested in going sitting nowhere and waiting. I'm not about sitting and hoping and wishing and praying that you can borrow, that I can borrow money from you to pay my bills. I'm tired of that, man. I'm damn near 60 years old walking around here freaking asking people to borrow money. That shit is old, man. That's why I'm angry. Because religion doesn't work. It teaches you to rely upon a system that doesn't work. Now, the Reverend Dr. Bishop, they driving Bentleys. They drive nice cars. Well, how you living, bro? How you living? Now, I'm not talking about no specific religion. Happen to be raised as a Christian. Now, I'm not telling you to stop Christianity. I'm telling you to start self-preservation. Self-preservation says I'm going to get up and I'm going to figure it out for myself. Why do I need self-preservation? Can somebody please break this down for me? Let me explain something to you, brother. Now, I was raised not to preserve myself. I watched my mama. She let somebody beat the snot out of her, so I figured, hey, must be cool. I was raised that, hey, everybody was on welfare. Everybody was getting government food stamps. Everybody, y'all remember that government cheese? Yeah, everybody had that crap. So there was generational poverty in my family. Everybody sitting around waiting for, you know, a handout instead of a hand up. Nobody got up and they did it for themselves. See, self-preservation is self-control. See, self-preservation keeps you from doing things that destroy yourself and other people. Now, self-preservation says, I am not going to eat Krispy Kreme donuts every day. That's self-preservation. Self-preservation says, I'm not going to drink alcohol in excess that I can't get up the next day and go to work, or I'm going to go and fight my own brother, or go and curse out my mother, or go out and drive and off the road and run over an innocent person. Self-preservation says, I'm not going to sleep all day and don't have no money to pay my light bills. And self-preservation says, I'm going to get up and I'm going to exercise so when I'm 80, I can walk up a flight of stairs. Self-preservation says, I'm going to study to show myself approved. It's interesting that the Bible says, study to show yourself approved. But it's interesting how everybody just regurgitates what the Reverend Dr. Bishop says. Nobody is studying for themselves. So I decided to look up the definition of the words for myself. And when I looked them up, I found out that the definitions was different. Self-preservation says, I'm not going to do things that hurt myself. It is not. Now, let me make sure I'm clear, because I remember when I was a young preacher and I got my little statement back from the church and I gave over $40,000 that year and I lost my house. I remember, you guys know I tell the story. I remember calling the pastor and saying, hey, pastor, you know, I'm $600. And I remember looking for somebody else. See, that's me. All my life, I'm looking for a damn handout. When something hits the fan, I don't try to come up with a way. I don't go get another job. No, I can't do that, brother. Not me. I can't work too. Now, I used to. What happened? See, I was doing good until I got saved. Now, everybody tell me the difference. Everybody tell me the opposite. Everybody tell me, well, my life changed when I got saved. See, I had three cars. I was working three jobs. I was doing great, brother. I was doing great. I was in great health. I had plenty of money. My brain was working. I was studying. I was going to college. I was in the active duty military. I was doing great, brother. I was doing great. So I came to San Antonio, and then I got saved. And then I started doing shit that works and pays bills. Now, I don't know what you're doing, but all I'm saying is, look how much time you're spending in church. And I'm going to ask the question, how productive is that time that you're spending in church? Now, I am not against going to church. This is not what this is about. This is about understanding the difference between a man called Christ and a ruling disposition called Christ. This is what this is about. This is about understanding what Constantine did in 325 AD. This is about the science behind the dark side of what you call salvation. Because salvation actually handicaps you. Now, I know what you're thinking. You better think about Brother Will. I don't know what kind of salvation you got, bro. But my life changed, brother. I had this awesome experience. I did too. I ain't talking about some crap I read of a book. I was licensed and ordained. I was in the church for 20 years before I started preaching. I built a building that's still standing today, $30+ million building. You can come to San Antonio and I'll freaking show it to you. I can show you where my pastor lives. He lives in a multi-million-dollar house right now. He doing damn good. Now come look at my house. Now I ain't doing too bad either, but let's pimp the game, brother. Let's call it for what it is. Let's be honest. See, the problem with most people is you guys just haven't got to the place of anger or righteous indignation that I've gotten to. What's that place? The Bible says, know ye not your own selves. How Jesus Christ is within you. That's what Paul says. Paul says that we have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of glory. The Bible says in Galatians, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The Bible says 200 times. I challenge any listener listening to the sound of my voice to go to blueletterbible.org, go to Bible Gateway, go to any resource that you like, type in the word in Christ, hit enter. See how many scriptures it says that tells you to be in Christ. And then type in the scripture that says worship Christ. See how many difference. And see, when did we start worshiping Christ instead of Christ being in us? See, what happened is now we have a man, but that man is not in us. See, the problem is that the best solution to me is, hey, how about we do both? How about we got a man that we worship, and how about we got a power that's inside us that drives us instead of us being leeches, instead of us being consumers, instead of, you ever go to the black community? How many churches do you see, brother? Yeah, that's what I thought. Like, go, there's a freaking church on every corner. Every corner in the hood. And why the hood? Why are black people the most religious people on the planet? I had a lady from Ontario, Canada, ask me, that's one of my new clients. She said, no disrespect, Dr. Will, but I noticed that you people are very religious. You know, that's very interesting to watch you people. Y'all are very animated. Why are you people so animated? Why are you people so religious? This is a Caucasian lady in Canada asking me, why the hell is black people so damn religious, but we can't pay nothing? I had a black business in the black community. Black people did not come by and support my business. White people did. Now, I've done this, and I've been saying this for years. I'm going to keep saying it because it's the freaking truth. There is something wrong with learned helplessness. Learned. You're not born that way, brother. You're not born that way, sister. I learned how to leech instead of producing for myself. Now, I got an issue that I'm getting rid of it really quickly. I'm damn near done. This shit of having no self-esteem. Yeah, that's done. I've been living all my life, man. All my life. With this feeling that I was inferior. Now, that feeling, I know where it came from. I know the history. I understand the psychological effects. You know, blah, 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 blah. But, okay. But, like how long am I going to ride, use that excuse to hurt people? See, I justify in my head borrowing money from you and not paying you back because you owe me, bruh. Where does that come from? What is the ideal that I think is right to treat you like trash so that I can eat? You work? Why come I can't work? There is something inherently flawed in my theology, brother, that I don't freaking like. Because when I looked in the mirror, I looked at a man that didn't used to be like this. But somewhere along the line, I picked up some bad habits, brother, and I'm seeing it in a lot of other people. And that bad habit, it came to me, it came when I got saved. Because everything that I was doing stopped when I started preaching the gospel. Now, maybe your situation is a little different than mine. I hope and pray that it is. But as I've said before, I have three books that I challenge you to, I told you guys, really, you probably shouldn't read. But if you really are serious, you might want to read them. And I guarantee you that if you read these three books, the current Christianity that you have, you will no longer have it ever. If you read the book of Thoth, if you read the Egyptian book of the dead, and if you read the pyramid text, I guarantee you. In fact, you forget those three books. The book that I sent everybody already. If you read that book, who is the King of Glory? If you read that book, who is the King of Glory? It's free online. Just go to Google, type in who is the King of Glory. It's by Boyd Kuhn. I forgot his first name, but last name is K-U-H-N, as I told you guys on the previous show. Now, I read this book 20 years ago, and I said that can't be true. I've been saying for 20 years, if you guys know what I know, now, everybody, every 33rd degree Freemason, every member that's a skull and crossbones, everybody that's been in the cemetery or seminary, everybody that's in the 1%, they all know this. But when I found it out, I didn't believe it. I rejected it. That's why I stayed in the ghetto or in poverty. Because the only way that you can have wealth, real money. I'm not talking about, you know, you make $100,000 a year. That's peanuts. I'm talking about real money. The only way you can have real money, brother, the only way that you can have real health, the only way that you can have real wisdom, the only way that you can have a great and real relationship is for you to understand the truth. Because why? The truth sets you free. It doesn't ask. Now, the original truth was taken from us, and it was hidden. As I talked about on yesterday's show, and I know you listened. I know you listened to yesterday's show. I know you're listening to yesterday's show, right? Now, as I said today, today's show is just a short intro. Tomorrow, I'm going to give you some facts and some data. Because yesterday, I talked about the facts and the data that you got have purposely been given to you so that way you don't find the truth. Now, this is called agnotology, the science of ignorance. So you're not ignorant by accident. There is a program. There is a design. I gave you the words. I gave you everything yesterday. So yesterday I gave you proof of the government's, how can I put this delicately? The government's design, and they call it, now, they created a word that I challenged everybody to go to dictionary.com and see if you can find it. It's not in there. The word is spelled, it's A-G-N-O-T, ag, not, and then ology, O-L-O-G-Y. Now, that word was originally A-G-N-A. Now, it's A-G-N-O. So, A-G-N-A really comes from the word agnostic. The word agnostic basically means a non-believer. So, the government or the powers that be decided, you know what, these people are actually pretty smart. See, you're not dumb. You ain't stupid. But you're doing stuff that makes you look dumb and look stupid. Why? Like me, you got facts and data. Now, they gave me facts. They gave me facts, brother. I'm talking about they gave me facts. And then I look at those facts. I can't find them. I can't find them. So the facts they gave me was flawed. So if I go to dictionary.com and I look up a definition, as I've told you guys, go to Black Law Book, look up the definition of the word human, spirit, and it means spiritual monster. Now go to dictionary.com, look at the word human. It just means somebody that's animated. Now go to dictionary.com, look at the word creative, then go to Black's Law Book and look at the word creative. Go to a dictionary from the, you know, like 1900s, and then look at the dictionary you got today. Every word has changed. Even your Bible concordance. I got an old Bible concordance from freaking 30 years ago when I first started, and I got a new Bible concordance. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. Do you know that my own reference, my old computer, as I said yesterday, I got blueletterbible.org on it. I look up the definition of a word in Greek with the old dictionary and the new dictionary. The definitions have changed. Who changed the definitions and why? Brothers and sisters, somebody don't want you to know the truth. You should be asking yourself why. See, I was ignorant. I was lazy. I was slowful. I was, you know, a con artist. I was a charmer. I was, you know, I was looking for a handout instead of a hand up. I wanted a mama. I didn't want a wife or a woman. I was looking for a mama. I was looking for somebody to take care of me. That's what I wanted subconsciously. But why? Why was I looking for a mama and I'm a grown ass man? Why am I looking for somebody else to pay my bills when I got two? Freaking, I'm in perfect health. I can work three jobs. Because Jesus is coming back, brother. Shit, I ain't got time to work. I can save souls. Save them from what? Well, save them from did you? What is a soul? If your soul is your mind, your will, your emotion, imagination, intellect, all of that is etheric, meaning it has no substance. That means it's a wave of vibration. How in the hell is that going to burn? And what is all of the stuff that you taught? And how did you come about it? As I've said before, there is not a soul on earth. I put this $10,000 challenge out to every Reverend Dr. Bishop out there. Nobody has called me. I got $10,000 that anybody that can prove anything that you've been taught in the traditional Christianity that I cannot find in Egypt, $10,000. That I cannot find in some other ancient text, $10,000. Now, what does that mean? Don't mean nothing. All it means that you got to keep digging. Because guess what? The stuff in Egypt ain't true either, brother. The stuff in Egypt ain't true either, sister. Keep digging. Them suckers came from somewhere. And what you will find, just like it says in the Gospel of Thomas, first you're going to be disturbed. Then you're going to marvel. Then you will reign. Go to the Gospel of Thomas. Read the first three sentences in the Gospel of Thomas. Go to Google. Type in Gospel of Thomas. Now, this is the truth. This is not a version of it. This is the truth. Thomas said this will happen to you. When you find the truth, you're going to be disturbed. Your ass ain't going to sleep at night. Guaranteed, you're going to be up just like me at 3 o'clock every day. Every night at 3 a.m., you're going to pop up. Why? You are disturbed. Then after you disturb, something's going to happen. You're going to marvel. You're going to marvel. This is what I'm doing right now. I'm marveling. I'm like, wow. This dude, do that, whatever entity, whoever designed this matrix in this system, man, they are very cunning. They are a linguistical genius. That's a bad mama jamma. So that's why I tell you guys, I give Lucifer or whoever his name is, I give him mad respect. Because whoever came up with this system is a freaking genius. And you know the word genius means genie. Means jinn. And then at the end, it says, you will reign. Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to reign. Well, I got a dental appointment to go to, man. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm out. We will continue part two. Today, normally we do an hour show, but today I only got 30 minutes because I got 30 minutes to get to my dental appointment. Again, I'm not attacking Christianity. I'm not attacking it because that's how I was raised. I'm still a Christian. Now I'm just a real one because I'm a pre-Constantine Christian. Now, as I've told everybody, what existed before Constantine? Whatever that is, find that, hook up with that. Because what we got now is a watered-down version. Now we have a man outside of us instead of the man being inside of us. Put the man back in. That gives you your power, dunamis power. My brothers and sisters, we continue with part two, mañana. My brothers, my sisters, God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. Because he will never, ever, ever, and this is the God's honest truth, he will never, ever, ever, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. He will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. That's what's going on, manipulation and control. That's not from the big G. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. It's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle and seize, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams that dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.